Kumlan about Gemara. We are up to the pay aleph and aleph on the top of the page. We're trying to work out over here a possibility if the original Taida got mixed up with the Tamuda and now one of them died and we don't know which one it is. Rabbi Yechon says you're stuck because you cannot bring more chalas. Can I bring another Taida? Because how do you do with the chalas? Because maybe the chalas is needed for the first one, or maybe not. Yosef, Rabbi, see, each one's trying to come up with a solution. So Levi was already completely humiliated by Rabbi. So Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Kamei, Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, sat in front of Nachman. Yosef, Kamei, sat there and said, V'laise behema, V'lech. Why don't you do the following ruse? Bring an animal and bring bread. V'leman, say. If the remaining surviving animal is the tamura, then no problem. This new animal is the toide and the bread. The problem is here's a bread for that, and this additional animal will be only a tamura, and a tamura we learned before doesn't have its own chalas. That's how you resolve the situation. You're coming up with an answer because you're not allowed to make tamura. So you're suggesting that a guy should be over the east of the Torah, make tamura, and he loyomi into the pasuk, so he'll get malchus, and you're happy with that. Is that a solution? What kind of solution are you telling me? You go ahead and be over the Veda so we can bring this in these chalos here. Okay, we can start.
The whole thing started with him making it tamura in the first place.
Yeah, but he did it once. You won't tell him to do it a second time. Because the guy did it get an aveda once, you don't tell him to do it again. Okay, Rav Eila, Cholash. It seems that this really boggled the minds of everybody, many generations, and this is what they're concerned with. A pay aleph from Aleph 81, six lines from the top. Rav Eila Cholash was not well. Ola Gabe Abayi Rabbanon. Abayi went to visit him in the Rabbanon, the Yosef Kamli, that was sitting there. So this is the next generation. And they were saying as follows. If Rabbi Yechonah is correct, that says that outside of the Azorah, you're allowed to have the Chalas as well, as long as you don't take it outside the base Pagi. So, and if you shech the carbon, remember we had a problem bringing bread in if it's Chulin LaAzorah. So you leave it outside. So I have a solution. Laisi lechem, bring bread. V'lois v'chutz l'chaymes v'azorah, and leave it outside of the Azorah. V'leim, I say the following. What's inside with the surviving animals are toide. So when I shech that, this bread will come holy. Because Rabbi Yechonah says anywhere in Yishalayim, the bread will come holy as well. Ho lachma, this is his bread. And the Eloi, if it turns out to be that animal is a tamura. So this bread is not kodesh. I didn't do anything wrong because in Yishalayim, it's not in the base of Migdash. You asked before, how can you bring it to Migdash? Maybe it's chulin lazara. It's not. It's outside the base pagi. Leif the chulin. Says the Gemara, the problem is, remember, out of these 40 loaves, you got to give one from each set to the Kohen. And that which you give to the Kohen, you have to bring into the Azorah. And that could be, this isn't Chalas. You're bringing in Chulin Azorah. You have to wave it. To wave it outside, instead of Pasil for the Hashem Ksiv. You have to do it in the Mizbech. To bring it inside. Maybe you're bringing Chulin Azorah. You have no bread. Have another solution. It's just amazing here. Shmuel says something, it's like a riddle, and everybody is trying to come up with solutions throughout the generations how to overcome this issue. And even though it's not the Gei Halach L'maisi, because there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. But obviously, this teased everybody's minds. So he's now thinking of a solution. Comes along, Shishab Ravidi, and says, remember, we had a machlekes, Chizkiah Rabbi Yechon, if he said, I'm going to give 40 chalas out of 80, whether the 40 becomes kodesh or not. According to Rabbi Yechonah, no, and according to Chizkiah, yes. So the Gemara. So I have another solution. If Chizkiah is right, the Oma Kichu Aboye, Kachu Aboye Meter Shmoinim. If you make Kaddish 40 out of 80, it becomes Kaddish. So the Lice Behema, bring a Behema, the Lice Shmoinim Bahad, bring another animal, bring another 80 with it. The Lame say the following. If the surviving animal in the base of Midrash are toide, you have 80 chalas. The new animal, the old animal, and 80 chalas. Honami teve toide, vashmainim. The tavayu. Ihach de kaimu tamuri, but if the one that we have here is tamura, then so you have a problem. You have 80 chalas. Ha-toydeh v'ha-lachma. Here's a toydeh, here's a lechem. Because Chizkiyah said you can have 40 out of 80 chalas. And v'le-kachalu ar-boyim b'tech shmeinim. And you'll have 40 out of 80. And the other 40 is chulun. Says the Gemara, the problem is, mishum dekama mayid b'achila da-boyim. The 40 that is in doubt, the 40 that's in doubt, the problem is you're going to give 4 to the kohen. The kohen won't eat it. There's a whole bunch of different ways of learning the pshat, but one pshat is the kohen won't eat it because he doesn't know if it's really, he's entitled to it. He won't eat it. The Yisrael won't eat it because maybe it's truma, it belongs to the kohen. So what's going to happen? They're going to dispose of it. Bal tashchis. Or you're taking another 40 chalas and you're making it a toida. What you're doing is bal tashchis because now he has 80 chalas. This eid has 80 chalas to consume within day and night. So and the chance of eating 80 chalas even if bigger family is very rare. So therefore you're going to cut the bal tashchis. That's the problem. You memayit ba'achilu da'boim, the entire 40, the other 40. Or another pshat is that even though the kohen will eat the 8 chalas, but by Yisrael, you can invite anybody you want in Yerushalayim to eat. But when it comes to the kohen, it's only his immediate family. 8 chalas for his immediate family to eat by the end of the night is going to be very difficult. Okay, let's follow another solution. If we follow Rabbi Yechanan, the Omar, he says, Hifrish chatas mubeda. You set aside a pregnant chatas. If you set aside a chatas, and then later the chatas had a baby, had an offspring, we learned already before that the chatas gets, that offspring gets killed because it's set aside as a chatas, it's part of a chatas, and it has no one to forgive, no one to atone. So these are the five chatois hamesis. But the chatchila, you set aside a chatas muberet, it was pregnant already now. So the offspring becomes kadosh. The yolden gave birth, you know, sometime in between. Rotza bom is chaper, rotza bevladim is chaper. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan holds that now the Gemara thinks that uber lab yedechimos. You have like two animals there. You have the mother and you have the offspring. You have two animals there, and therefore you have a choice, and you only need one of them. So you have a choice. You can do whichever one you want. It's as if you had a mind that chachila have two animals there, and I can choose which animal I want to be mischaper with. So when it comes to the taida, the same thing. You're pregnant taida. You have a choice which one you want to be the taida. Okay, but if the animal was not pregnant, then the animal became pregnant afterwards, you can't choose whichever one you want because when you set it aside, this is the only thing that's existed. So that's all. That's the carbon. We're talking about chatchila was pregnant, so you can do whatever you want. Rotza bom is chaper. Rotza bevladim is chaper. So ibazei laisi. Let's bring a toidim ubedes. Bring a toidim ubedes. Now. Chatchila to set aside two animals. We learned before the Gemara said this doesn't make sense. You chatchila, you're going to have extra toidus. You don't do vichi. Are you mafrish top of the page? Vichi mafrish chatchila meisim. We don't do that. But here you set aside a pregnant animal. So therefore, chatchila. I'm not setting aside meisim. This is matzis. It's one animal. But lepoil, since ubelav yedechim is two animals, I have a choice. So now I can do what we said before. Laisi behemu beres v'yamtin lo achatelit. And now you have two behemu. Laisi shmoyni b'hadon. You bring 80. This is what you say. V'leima. The surviving animals tomorrow are perfect. I have two new animals, two taters, and two sets of chalas.
This is not a deliberate, it's not really the right.
No, it is. We're talking about the original. Yeah. The animal that survived. There was a tater and a tomorrow got mixed up, and one of them died. Yeah, they always go back. That's right. So we tell this. The one that existed, that the surviving animal from before, is a tomorrow new, then no problem. Have a lot of taters. You have the original animal, and you have the vlad, and you have two taters. Of Hashmanim, and you have the 80 chalas, the tavayu. However, what happened? You have the surviving animals of toidi, so it needs its own chalas. Honami toidi, so you have a toidi here, and you have 80 chalas, so the original and one of these, and the other one, the high levy meisah the toidi. And here, the other one, you can say it's takim meisah the toidi because when you set it aside, there's only one animal. You didn't set aside two animals. That's a problem. The chachila set aside an extra animal being meisah, you can't do. Here, I set aside a pregnant animal. There's only one animal here, so you can't accuse me of meisah. And now I have a choice which one to use. Amalei, no. Amalei. So you're assuming because ubelab yedechimo it's two different animals and the whole thing and therefore you know one of them is chalach and that amalei man lemelam. Who said Rabbi Yechanim shayde meshuyed that's left over is meshuyed Dilma im shayde meshuyed. that what that really he holds that Uber Yerichim it's that Uber and Yerich are all the same. Behind if it's Uber Yerichim, so why does he say that you can choose whichever one you want? L'chayda, then there's only one animal. No, if it's a tamura, you cannot. You only bring 40 chalos in. There's no 80 chalos here, so we're no better off. Because if the animal surviving animals a tamura, why bring 80 chalos? You only bring 40. Eyes behind the time of Yechon. Why did Yechon say you have a choice which one to use? The Amar Adam mechape b'sheva hegdish. We had before yesterday that a person can be mechape with an improvement of hegdish. This offspring is considered an improvement of hegdish, but it's not a separate animal, so you cannot bring 80 chalos. Because if the surviving animals are tidy, you could. But if the surviving animals are tamura, what do you bring 80 chalos for? It's only 40. There is no two tidyus here. The Gemara continues. Ravina, now we jumped all the way to the very end of the Gemara's time. So we started from the Shmuel, which is the first generation of Amoraim, and we worked our way through, weaved our way through all the generations, each one trying to come up with a solution, and now we're up to the very last. Ravina. Ravina ikla l'dam hura. Amma le ravdim v're ravuna medam hura le ravina ravdim sar ravuna. From Madame Huda had a discussion with Ravina, and he said, I have another solution. L'layayse behema, bring an animal. The lema, let him say, Hare Alai. Let him say, not Hare Zu. Bring a new animal. Say, I take upon myself. What happens when you say Hare Alai? Then if the animal dies, you're responsible. So now you have responsibility. So the lai sebe machriti. Bring a second animal as an achrayis. Bring a new animal as a toyda. Say Hare Alai. Turn it into a choiv by saying Hare Alai. And then bring another animal as a chrayis. The lai sishmayim bahada. And now bring 80 chalos. The lema, this is what you say. E hagde kaimu tmudi. The surviving animals are tmudi. Hani tati toidis. These two are toidis. Vahashmain in the tavayin. This is the 80. We have the kaima toidi, and the one that survives a toidah. Vahada amri alai nami lehevi toidis. So the original one I said I take upon myself as a toidah. Vahashmain in the tavayu. And the idach, and what's the last animal? That's an achrayis. That's not a toidah on its own. That's a achrayis. That's a tnai I make. If that one is a tmurah, then I have two toidahs. And if that one is a toidah, then my second animal that I just set aside is an achrayis. And what are we looking for by achrayis? You don't bring chalas of its own. So it's perfect. I now can bring up all these three animals with only 80 chalas. On Malay, this is the only answer that they gave, actually, which is a good answer. And the only reason why we didn't like it is why Shmuel said it's not. There's no solution. On Malay, HaToyd Amra. The Toyd says, interesting, HaToyd Amra wants a chalas. HaToyd Amra, the Toyd says, this is one that I use in Mashal brings, that when the Gemara says Toyd, it doesn't necessarily mean Toyd. HaToyd Amra, it says that whoever calls, you know, Toyd says, whoever calls Yaakov, whoever I say, he says, you know, Toyda doesn't necessarily mean Toyda. Have Toyda, the Toyda says, Toyda asher leitida mishatida. It's better not to make a neder than to make a neder, Kahela says. And you're telling this guy to make a dorim. If you're not going to pay back, it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not pay back. So no, don't put yourself in a situation where you made a neder and there's a possibility you'll be able to pay it. The at omne leikam linda tchilin, go ahead and make a neder. Alochayda. It's a very, very weak question because you're stuck here. You have an animal, surviving animal from Hegdish. It could be this is the original animal. You have a suffix, and why should let it die? Let's go and fix it up. And the only way to fix it up is making a neder. So in this case, you're doing it for a mitzvah. And we actually learned more in the Dorm of Chesed that for mitzvahs, you're allowed to make the Dorm. In fact, it's a mitzvah to make a Dorm. And here you're trying to fix something up. So it's a little bit hard to understand why Ravina's Svara. Understand, yeah. So anyway, I guess Tesis sort of seems to be saying there's a difference if you're trying to fix yourself up and fix like an animal. To fix yourself up, we're going to say, you know, do things to, you know, the dot and all those things. But to fix up, Tesis doesn't answer his question, but he's talking about something else, but using his shot. But here you're trying to fix up an animal. And fix up an animal, you should not put yourself in an invidious position that you might be over an Aveda from the Tater to save an animal. That's more of what Tesis says. Does he bring anything down there?
No, they rely on Tesis.
But they talk about what we just spoke about, or what Tesis talks about? The other one, like, is Rabbi Huda.
They're referring to Rashi and look at Tesis.
Yeah, but that don't do with this. Tesis talks about something else. Okay, Gemishnah. Now, the rule is, and we're here learning that this is the gay also, it's a mice to everybody. The rule is that if you have an obligation, mice is sheni, you cannot bring it to Shalim, so you swap it for money, and with the money you go to Shalim, and with that you buy food. You buy food with the mice sheni. So you're allowed to use the mice sheni money to buy yourself, for example, a carbon shalim. because it's not obligatory carbon. So I'm going to use Shlomo Besser. I'm using it for something holy. But you're not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to fulfill an obligation. I have an obligation in Karma Chatzos, for example. I cannot use the Meiser Sheni money for that. You cannot use the Meiser Sheni. We learn from Karma Pesach, as we'll see in the last mission of this painting. We learn from Karma Pesach that just like Karma Pesach, they couldn't have brought from Meiser Sheni because they didn't have any Meiser. So to all Kabbanis, because it's actually passing them, like Kvasim and Izim, all Kabbanis you should not bring from Mechayv. And we learn from here as well, Meiser Geld. That you have, you can do things with it. You're not allowed to use it to fulfill any mitzvah obligation that you have. You learn from Meiser Sheni here. Now, when you say Hare Alai Toide, it's a chayv. When you say Hare Alai, taking another, bringing that toide now, I turned it into a chayv. So I cannot use Meiser Sheni money to buy a carbon toide because I said Hare Alai. Says the Mishnah. Bring it only from chulin money, not from Meiser Sheni money. Toida alay menachulin. If he says the animal itself, I'm bringing from chulin. But the lachma mina meiser, the bread, I'm going to bring from Meiser Sheni money. What happens in this case? So he didn't say a lie on the bread. He said a lie on the toida. We say since the ikir of the carbon, the primary part of the carbon, the principal carbon is the animal and the bread which gets dragged along as you learned a few times before. So yavi hi v'lach min acholin. You got to bring everything from the chulin, including the bread, because the bread gets dragged, it's like a tag along with the animal. What about toida min ha-mais? If he says that the toida I want from mais geld, the lachma min acholin, but the bread from chulin, he didn't say hadei alai. He didn't make a chayv. He just said, Toida, I'm bringing from Meiser Geld and the bread from Chulin. Then Yavi, bring the way he said. A Toida from Meiser and bread from Chulin. Mark doesn't mean he has to bring Toida from Meiser money. It means he could bring Toida from Meiser money. He can still bring Toida from Chulin. It's better. Yavi. In fact, it says in the Lashon Rashi, Tovel Avrach if he brings from Chulin Geld. Even in the case you're allowed to bring from Meiser Geld. He, V'lachba min ha-Meiser, if he says, I want to bring the animal and the bread from Meiser, Yavi. Do what he says. Again, he's allowed to, not he has to. But when we say you can bring from Meiser money, don't bring Mechitim Meiser. Let's say you decide to bring the wheat itself to Yerushalayim with you. You cannot swap the wheat for an animal. You have to first to convert it into money, and with the money, you can buy. Element Mois Meiser. With the money, then you can go ahead and buy the Taita. The Gemara explain later why. Says Gemara, Amar Avuna, Avuna said. It's not just a toida, it's a toida. Shlomim is different carbon altogether. But remember, you learned before that a toida is called a shlomim. So the toida has the same din like a shlomim. But since the whole din of Meiser Sheni you learn is from shlomim, from Meiser Sheni, sham, but toida is a shlomim, so therefore it has the same din. But it's not a shlomim because the only day and night in shlomim is 2 days and night.
So if you said Harei Alai shlomim,
same thing. Yeah, same thing. See, but toida has like a cause. You know, there's a din. You bring certain situations. It's, you know, you're supposed to do it. So by saying Hare Alai, I mean people would say Hare Alai. Shlomi generally, you know, why put yourself in a situation? If you're there, you have a carbon, you bring it. You don't want to be chai yourself. You get this doctor every Shabbos by Misha Berech, simply neder. Omar Rav Huna said, Ha'oimer Hare Alai Lach Me Toide. This Rav Huna's din. If a guy says, I am bringing Lach Me Toide, that's a neder. But he didn't mention the animal. Maybe toide v'lachma, he brings the animal with him. My time, made the yod. Everyone knows. Hi, God, this person knows the lechem alay toide leikriv. You cannot bring bread without a carbon. So even though he only mentioned bread, he's very sparse when it comes to saying words, and he meant everything. V'hai toide v'lachma come. He meant toide and the lechem. I v'hai to come a lachma toide. So why did he only utter the word bread? Saif milson nukat. He went straight to the end. Okay, we have a question from you, from our Mishnah. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Toida min ha-maiser. If he says the Toida is from the Maiser, and the Lachma min ha-chulin, and the bread from Chulin, Yavi, Kemosh, another. He brings, and we teach, what do you mean? He brings exactly what he said. He brings the Toida from the Maiser, and the bread from the Chulin. That's the question. Since he said, as soon as he opened his mouth, he said the Toida from the Maiser. He says, since you just said that we go after a conclusion, and he said bread from Chulin, then he has to bring the animal with it. So since you said bread from Chulin, doesn't that drag along that the Toida should also be from Chulin? Since you just said we go after the last word you said, but my kivin dava lachma mina Chulin, yova he v'lachma chulin. When he said bread, you said bread means bread and the animal. The shiny hustle, what are you talking about? You're right, but since over here he clearly said Toida from Meiser. So Takat Amod Nazach. Why does he say Toida from Meiser and bread from Chulin? Because the bread from Chulin is to do with a different carbon. Who said Bechal is part of this carbon? He's saying, I'm giving Teda from Maaser, I'm bringing bread from Chulin. The bread from Chulin is to join another Teda, that's Chulin. Shiny Hashem, the Kivan the Amar, by him saying clearly, Toida min a Maisa is clearly showing the difference between the Toida and the bread. Nase Ka'ima, we read into it as if he said, Harei alai lechem, lifter Tadasa Shaplaini. This bread is not connected to the Toida that I just spoke about. That Toida will have its own bread. I'm now also bringing a separate 40 loaves of bread, Chulin, for another animal, which is Chulin. So Reish Diktoni, the first case where it says Toide Faket Toide Mina Chulin, the Lachma Mina Maisa. If he says Toide from Chulin bread and Maisa, he said bring the way he said Yavi. Sorry, says there he the Lachma bring everything from Chulin. So they bring everything from Chulin because Toide is the main thing. But why? Let's say that the Toide when you said Chulin was connected to another loaf of bread somewhere that you already said that before, and this bread of Maisa is to do with another carbon. Why are we schlepping along? According to you, you have this whole new Taich in his words. Why don't you say that this bread of Teda is this bread of Chulin, this that Teda of Chulin is connected with bread from another carbon? How can you say that? Bread is coming as an ancillary to Teda. Where do you find that somebody already first set aside the bread and then he said, okay, I'm going to set aside the animal to join that bread? It's unheard of because bread is it follows carbon, not the carbon follows bread. Toshba coming here, it says in the Braise, the guy says, Hare alai toide belay lechem, I'm bringing a toide, but I don't bring any bread. Or zevach belay nesachim, I'm bringing a carbon with no nesachim, which a toide says toide requires bread, and a zevach requires nesachim. Is koifin oisei, you force him, umevi toide velachma. It says that you force him, and he brings a toide with his bread, and zevach with nesachim, he brings the carbon with the nesachim. The only reason why you over here at the time, the only reason why you force him to bring everything together, the Omar, because he said, the Omar Toida. Because he said Toida without bread. Avoloi Omar Toida, if he would not have said Toida. What happens instead of saying, I don't want bread, he would have said, I don't want Toida. Sounds like. If he would have said anything, he says, all I want, instead of saying Toida without bread, he says, I just want bread. What would be the din?
But he says bread, but not using the lotion of... Because we said
bread only bread. He says bread. I'm bringing 40 loaves of bread. Sounds from here clearly, then you don't bring anything. You just said that Abhuna said that if a guy says just bread, he definitely meant the animal as well. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Braise is saying it because he said toida, he must bring the bread. If he would have said the bread... It's not a bigger chiddush. If the din is like Rav Huna, that if he says bread, he has to bring a toida, then the braiser should have a bigger chiddush. The braiser said if he said toida, he has to bring the bread. The braiser should have said if he said bread, he has to bring the carbon, the animal, which is the main thing. Is mashul chayda avaloyam a toida? If he didn't mention the animal at all, just mentioned bread, then lo, he doesn't have to bring, not like Rav Huna. Said Rav Huna, no. Who had the navgad loyam a toida? Even when he mentioned the toida, just said bread, he would have to bring the toida. So how come the braiser doesn't say bigger chiddush? But I did the kabbalah and Mr. Zevasachim. When it comes to carbon without nesachim, if he would have said, "I'm only bringing nesachim," what did we learn before? You can. So how can he use that as an example? Because we're talking about zevach and nesachim, the only example can be he says, "I'm bringing the zevach without the nesachim." He cannot say, "I'm bringing the nesachim without the zevach," because he could. Nothing wrong with that. So they have the bread. So by toid and lechem, you talk about the lechem. You talk about the toid without the bread. But you're right. If you say lechem, you're also forcing to bring the toid with it. The lemas the lenesachim below zevach turnami toide. So you want to ask a question? But lochod amai neder pischa imoy. If he says I'm bringing a toide, and right away he says without bread, it's as if he's saying I'm not bringing a toide. Like I changed my mind. Yeah, he's giving a pesach. That I thought you don't have to bring bread. Not you can tell me to bring bread. I'm not interested. So isn't that a neder with his pesach straight away? He gives right away an escape clause, like a sunset clause. Why isn't that considered an escape clause? Says the Gemara, Omer Chizki said, you're right. Because the Chayyim, the Gemara's question is, as soon as he says, give me a Toyda, and the rabbi says, without bread, it sounds like he's having Charata. Simple as that, he's having Charata. So why does the Braise say, we force him to bring the bread, and so on. Omer Chizki Hamani, whose author is Beshamai, who says, Omer Tfeilah Shishin, you're right, according to Basil Taka, it's a Charata. But Shammai says, when you utter a word and then you say another word which contradicts it, we look at the first word you said, something here. He said, I'm bringing a Teda. That's it. We treat it as if you made a net, bring a Teda. In the next second you say, B'loi Lechem, you change your mind, Fafal. How do I know that? It's now we learn, Hareini Nazir, if a guy says, I am a Nazir, And then he says, "Min agregiv nevela from the dry figs and the dates." So I mean, not that it can't be. It can't be because a nazir is only from grapes. So Beishamai says nazir. We look at the first word you said. You're a nazir. And Beisila says ain't a nazir. Beisila says you're not a nazir. Why? Because you change your mind. So the previous Brai says is Beishamai. Rabbi Yechon said no. I feel the Beisila. Even you can follow Beisila. But Omer, he says ilu hayisi yedaya. He says that I didn't mean to change my mind. He explained himself. I thought you could talk. I genuinely thought you could bring a toyde without bread. Ilu hayisi yedaya. If I would have known, she ain't noyde in the kach. That's not the normal way. And the he's noyde kach. Taka wouldn't have said without bread. So that's why Basil says in this case, not like a nozer. In this case, we treat it as if he didn't change his mind, and we force him to bring the korban. My koyfin. So what do you have to force it for? If he's telling us that all along he wanted to bring a korban of bread, he just thought, you know, he can speak this way. So why are we forcing him? Oh, the kaboya hadabim. We're talking about now he wants to change his mind, get out of it. So we say fafal. Okay, touch my coming here. The guy said, "I'm taking bombs over toida without bread." The zevach b'loin esachim. But Omrulay said to him, "Have toida, bring the toida v'lach on the bread." The zevach b'loin esachim. But Omer, then he said, "This Brisa adds a little bit." He says, "Ilu a yisi yedaya shekain loya yisi nayda." Oh, if I would have known that, I never would have made the ned in the first place. So he's definitely having charata. And the kaif and I say we force him, we say to him, Shmoy Vishmaita, so be shlame the chiskin nichele, good, because we shamai. He says, you listen to the first words, who cares if he changes his mind? He says, the whole reason is because we think that he, Taka, wants to give the bread. He clearly says, I don't want to give bread. And yet it says, we force him. I agree that this price is Beshamai. My Shmoy Vishmaita, guard and listen. I'm going to buy Shmoy, have a taida, bring the taida, Vishmaita, have a lacha, bring the bread. Rabba Mashmoy Rabbi being toida vilach and the bread and the Shemaita Shaloitehe Rogel Lassas Cain. Don't speak this way and confuse the issues. What the base of the machlekes? By Nedarim. Yeah. True. But yeah. So what exactly is the basis of what they're exactly arguing about? I'm not sure. Rabbi doesn't agree. That's not a good way of speaking this way. I mean, what are they arguing about? Anyway, write it. So the Gemara, he v'lach, the Mishnah says, he v'lach from the Maisa, the Toid and the bread from the Maisa, Yavi, you bring exactly what he said. Yavi l'sag l'maisa, he has to bring from Maisa. Nachman v'rachid, rotza mevi l'rotza l'yavi, you have a choice. Means allowed to bring from Maisa. Then it says, "V'lo yovi mechita Maisa sheni yil Maisa sheni." Don't bring from the wheat Maisa sheni, but bring from the money Maisa sheni. Rab Nachman v'Rab Chida mitavaya lo yishanu el mechita Maisa sheni. You're not allowed to use the wheat Maisa sheni to swap for animals. Avol mechitin halakuchas Maisa sheni. If you, let's say, bought wheat, you took money Maisa sheni. Obviously, you can buy the animal, but you took the money, you bought wheat, and now with the wheat, you want to swap it for an animal. That's not a problem. So only if the wheat itself was mice, directly from Maisa Sheni, not if it already was a second generation. Yavi, you can bring it. We'll soon see why. Yossi, Rav Yimei, come here, Rav Zedev, Yossi, come, he sat there, Lashon, El Mechita Maisa Sheni. So he sat there, Rav Yimei said, and he said, only from wheat of Maisa Sheni, Avo, you're not allowed to. Avo, Mechitin, Halakuchas, Ben Maisa Sheni. If you took Maisa Sheni money, and you bought wheat, and that wheat now you want to swap for the animal, Yavi, do it. Amale Rebbe, Rab Zayda said to Rabbi Yemi, Rebbe, my Rebbe, at Oimer Kain. That's what you say. I disagree. I say, Afilu Mechitin Halakuchas Bemois, Maisa Shein Layavi. I don't want wheat involved at all. Because since wheat is, I don't want anything that can be Maisa Sheini. The min is, if the min is something that can be Maisa Sheini, I don't, money is not, can never be Maisa Sheini. And meat can never be Maisa Sheini. So you use the money to buy meat. But if you exchange the money and turn it into wheat, since wheat could be Maisa Sheini, the original, so therefore you cannot use that, even for second generation, to buy your toida. I'll prove it to you.
But other produce is Maisa
Sheini. Nothing. Same thing. I'll prove it. Anything that could be Maisa Sheini, you cannot use. He'll explain. 1 second, we'll explain. The aim of time with the D, and I'll do you a favor. I'll explain where you come from. The aim of time with the Doch, and I'll explain where I come from. Aim of time with the Doch, I'll tell you first where you come from. Why is it that you're not allowed to use wheat? But you're saying that if with the money you bought wheat, you're allowed to. Where do you know that you can use Maisa Sheini money for carbon? We learn that from Shlamim, and a Toyd is called a Shlamim. It says, you know, Tayyid Shlomim. The Shlomim, and how do you know a Shlomim? They can be used Maisa Shane money because it says Shom, Shom, and Maisa. By Shlomim, it says Vachal to Shom. And by Maisa Shane as well, it says Vachal to Shom. So from Maisa, so we know that Shlomim can, it can be you, you can use Maisa Shane money to buy Shlomim. Umino, and then you want to learn from Shlomim itself. Ma Shlomim engu for Maisa. You cannot make Shlomim into Maisa Shane because Shlomim is meat. After Yanami engu for Maisa. So you cannot tell you also. Use Maisa Shein, turn it into, you cannot use it to Taida. Bahani Chiti, but this wheat, Halukuchet Bemois Maisa Sheini, this wheat, that if you swap Maisa Shein to money, and then that money you bought wheat, since that wheat is not Maisa Sheini Batsim, it's very second generation, it's removed, it's no longer Maisa Sheini, therefore, you're allowed to Nami Engu from Maisa. So therefore, since the money is not Maisa Sheini, and the money you turn to wheat, so the wheat also is no longer Batsim Maisa, it only represents Maisa, and therefore you combine Mishlamim and Taita with it. That's what you say. So you say that you're not allowed to use wheat for Maisa Sheini, but if you use money to buy wheat, and then that wheat is no longer Guf and Maisa, you can use it to buy Shlamim. However, aim a time, I'll explain to you my reason. Toida mehecha koyafin la mishlamim. Vishlamim learn out sham sham maise. Ma shlamim ain't mean maise. Not only there's no gufan maise, the meat of the shlamim is not maise, can never be turned into maise. Av toida, so to toida ain't mean maise. The toida also can never turn into maise. And you cannot use anything to buy the toida that in itself can have been, it's from a species that could be maise. La fukre, and this comes to exclude chitin wheat. Halukuchas b'moyz ma'isheni. You bought it with money ma'isheni. So it itself is not ma'iser, but it comes from a species that could have been ma'iser. It didn't mean ma'iser, you know, and therefore you can't use it. Same with fruits, or anything else. It has to be money, and with the money you bought something, and so on. Okay, we'll stop here.